some of the trees in the community. Do you know what kind of trees do you have around your house?
Well, we have oak trees, and then we have hickory trees, and we have willows and elm, so on like that.
A bush that grows along the road or by fences, the leaves turn bright red real early, and they have small clusters of berries or bobs used by old people in tanning leather. Any kind of bushes that make your skin break out.
Because now that cherry berry, it don't turn red. It might be some other kind of tree. We have a hall tree that has little bitty halls on it that turns red and you eat them. But it's more bushy than a tree.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a sumac?
A what?
Sumac.
Don't believe I have.
Any kind of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush up against them?
Mm-hmm.
It's called a what?
That's nettle rash. It's kind of a weed-like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of berries do you have around here? Do you have berries that you make shortcake out of?
Well, there may be some strawberries and maybe some raspberries. They'll grow in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberries and raspberries and huckleberry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have to be very careful, you said be careful about these berries and don't eat them because they might be
poison. Yes, I know.
The flowering bushes that bloom in late spring are called what?
The flowering bushes?
Yeah. Sometimes they're tall bushes with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers.
Well, that's dogwood. And then there's some sweet bulbs bloom late too.
Okay. A large flowering tree with shiny leaves and it has big white flowers on it.
Yes, that's that dogwood.
Do you have a magnolia tree?
Well, out here, yes, there's some in sight that could be that too.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if they ain't blooming now.
Yeah, I have one in my front.
Is it blooming? Some out there, we'll see. Well, those people out there have, I think, got magnolias.
Okay. Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she says, I don't know. I first have to ask my
husband.
And a man would say,
I have to ask my wife.
And the woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And if he has just left her, then she would be a
divorcee.
Now, a boy who has a chance at a job might want to go home and talk it over with his
wife.
A boy.
Boy. With his mother.
Alright.
I'd say parents.
Now, what do you call your father or your father that raised you? What did you call him?
Well, stepfather. Oh, you could call him father or daddy or anything, but really the proper name there, I believe, would be my stepfather.
All right. What did you call your mother?
My stepmother.
Your father and mother are called your
son.
Together, your father and your mother would be called
mother and father.
All right, but together.
Parents.
Okay. Now, did you know you knew your grandparents, right?
Yeah.
Because they raised you?
Yeah.
What names did you call your grandfather? Was he?
Well, I'd call him by his real name.
Mm-hmm. And your grandmother?
By her real name.
Okay. Even when you were growing up?
That's right.
Okay. Well,
then growing up, we called him grandfather and grandmother. Maybe that's what you're hitting at. Yeah, that'd be a little closer.